And welcome back. So, Judd, I want to know, do you collect anything like Pokemon cards or coins or anything?
I can actually collect many things. I do collect Pokemon cards. My collection's quite nice, actually. Some say it's a fantastic and amazing.
I think my Pokemon cards will outdo you any day of the week. Me and my water deck will outdo you any day of the week in a
No,
Pokemon
no,
battle.
no, no, no. My
Don't
water
try
deck.
me. I'll
No,
flip
no, no,
coins,
no, no, no. My
roll
water deck's better
dices.
than yours.
I'll flip coins, roll dices, and chuck cards on the table just to beat you.
Yeah,
Watch it.
but you want to know something cool? Here, your main deck's a water deck. My main deck is it's a leaf deck. So you just got wrecked.
I did. But why? Not. Okay, it's fine. It's a fine. My fidget spinner collection will beat yours, though.
I mean,
I've
my
got the Captain America fidget spinner, the fancy like the fancy oil slick one, you know, one of those.
I have a
Beat your fidget
collection
spinner.
of 20 something fidget spinners. They're just someone at home
They
upstairs
just stole
took
them
them.
away from China.
So I don't know. They've someone else has them, but they are mine. I do own them.
They are mine somewhere.
I have a pretty
So,
nice Funko Pop collection if you want to play.
nah, I collect ducks, like little rubber ducks, like
Oh,
go
that's pretty
around.
cool. Those are cooler than Funko Pops.
I think they are cooler because I got the idea from my cousin in England. He like has them and he has a bunch of like ducks. He has like one wearing like a Queen's Guard hat and then he has a West Ham duck. So I was like, whoa, that's pretty sick. So then I started collecting ducks because I thought it would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, just
So
listening to the news with Genevieve now. I heard they had started collecting coronavirus in England.
okay. So I googled what the most collected thing was. And it's antique furniture followed by vinyl records and comic books. Now, I think that's a bit of like out of our generation. 'Cause do you have any I think I have like two comic books. And that was when my mom was like, maybe you should try reading something. 'Cause I didn't like reading and my mom was like, maybe he'll read comic books. So I have two comic books that they're unopened, they're still in the plastic. I mean, I don't think they're worth that much, but I mean, I do you have vinyl records or antiques in your do you collect antiques?
No, I mean, a lot of, I have antique in furniture in my room. It's just because my parents needed to put it somewhere. I
Because
have
they needed
like
to put
one
it.
or two comic books, but I mean, most of my comic book collection is digital. It's way easier that way, because I'm like a zoomer, so.
I don't know if I can do that whole comic book thing. It's just a bit confusing for me. And like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, it does get a bit much.
I need voiceovers and acting. That would be great if a comic book was there was acting and voiceovers in a comic book.
Wouldn't that just be a movie?
It would, but I think it would be great. And then I collect coins as well. I'm quite the collector.
Really? Where?
I have like a
What's your rarest coin that you believe
My
you have?
rarest coin is probably a coin that has a big hole in it from like Japan or something.
That's
Wow.
don't all of those coins have big holes in them? Big square hole?
I no, it's like a hexagonal hole in my coin that I collect. It's pretty good. I mean, it's probably worth more in metal than the actual monetary value of the money is, but but anyway, I collect my coins if I find any. Because my grandfather gave me a bunch of coins, and then I was like collecting, and then it's a mission to sort out. I mean, keeping track of them. So I kind of just put them all in the big tub. I kind of like just gave in to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean that seems like a pretty cool thing to collect. Because there's lots of different coins. I wonder how many different types of our current coins that are in use there are.
I mean, yeah, there's that whole thing where you collect like the different, like the 50 cent or something coins from like America. You get the George Washington one, and like you get like this book, and you're like there's only like it's only of one t it's only of one value of coin, and you have to like try fill it with like all the different like eras of coins. Because even with the South African 2 rand coins, there's the one with the flag, and there's one with the people marching, and then there was a new one that I saw this year. It was like a 2020 coin. I don't remember what it was, but they release a new coin like every year. And I've still got some of that old money. Do you remember the old money with the bad pictures
Oh
before it
yeah,
was like
that money.
before the money became ultra saturated?
I mean, that money seemed like cool at the time. Like at the time, I don't think anyone thought there was a problem with it. But looking back at it now, I mean, it looks like a soggy piece of paper.
Soggy piece of paper. Yeah. And then classic cars is the next one on the list. Do you have any classic cars, Judd?
So I personally don't, but I am set to inherit a Mazda Yunos Roadster, which is the Japanese version of the MX-5. That's quite a classic, that car. It's about 25
years old. I know
exactly
what you're talking about. Hey, that MX Roadster or something. Yeah. I know all about cars. Hey? I know about the spoiler and the engine and the steering wheel. I know all about the cars.
That engine, it's cool, eh?
And then I also collect. I collect a lot of things. I guess you could actually call me a hoarder, maybe. You know, probably not a hoarder, but I've got these like little rocks. You know, you go to like it's called the scratch patch, like by Cape Town. It's like a big pit of stones, where like a bunch of other little snotty kids run around, pick up stones and put it in their little bucket, and put the stones in and could take them home and put them in a little bag. So when I went there, and this must have been when I was like 10, I went there and I was searching around, I was trying to find the best stones, whatever, to fill up my cup with the bestest stones. And I found this little nugget that looked like gold. So I was like, mom, dad, I found some gold. So they didn't know what it was. They took it to the person supervising, and they went up to like the desk and got like the little sheet of all the different stones you could find. And we figured out that it was actually fool's gold. It was pyrite. So, I mean, it was kind of depressing, but also the chances of getting that was quite hectic from the fool's gold. So, yeah, that's what I collect. You collect any wine, Judd? Any wine or fine art and jewelry?
So,
are you a collector of fine art and jewelry?
I would love to collect fine art. I don't, I'm not employed most of the time. Usually don't have a salary. So
usually when I am employed, I don't have a salary.
Yeah. So it's quite hard to collect fine art, but I do admire fine art quite a bit. I mean, I can see why adults would collect it.
I don't get the whole concept of like modern art. I mean, it seems like a scam. I don't know what's more of a scam, selling the Brooklyn Bridge or buying into fine art.
I think fine art's less of a scam. The one time you didn't get anything in the one transaction. So
I mean, you did get like a fake like little certificate that said you owned.
Oh, that's true.
Owned the
I could have made
Bridge.
That in Photoshop in 15 minutes if you want.
I mean, if you made that in Photoshop 200 years ago, I would have been very impressed.
I guess the same could be said for the fine art. You could be like, I can make that in Photoshop in 15 minutes.
I'm sure if Leonardo da Vinci saw your abstract art, I think he'd be quite disappointed. It's like, where is the fine brushwork and the realistic characteristics of the oil painting on the special
canvas?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I think we're dipping into the wrong era there. Maybe we should be comparing the contemporary art to a realist era. But you can come with your argument if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the whole thing of art, but collecting is fun. It's like a hobby. I also got lucky beans. You know the lucky beans? The little red beans that fall off the tree?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what lucky beans are. Okay. It's fine. Lucky beans, I'm sure some of the people listening know what lucky beans are. They're the real homies. They're the lucky bean plugs.
Well, I collect flash drives. I'm sure everyone listening will know what a flash drive is. 100% of the audience.
No, I've got like one flash drive and it's filled with like four movies because it's like 16 gigabytes. So.
But you see, you have one. Everyone has one flash drive that actually like works so they know where it is. But the amount of flash drives per household must be much higher than that one.
What is the flash drive per household ratio? Probably like 22 or something.
That's pretty high. You can imagine all the flash drives that go missing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that was us talking about collecting, and the most collected thing is antique furniture and vinyl records. So we'll be back into it after the short break.